quite an honor to be here. Although I think of myself as a Bay Area poet who just happened to live in Seattle. I post very angry Facebook posts inspired by you guys. Thank you for that. That's why I think I'm losing lots of friends over these. Anyway, thanks Steve for having me. I come with few stones. I spill water. We are due from the dialectic by hovering over potential lovers and accepting that the blood of the dead will appear as our favorite cloud. Accepting the secrets of perfume, breathing hard counts as it brings about a continuity. Love isn't the opposite of loneliness. Out of necessity, we embed it in language. Do we always start from a fetish, then, as in mathematics, derive love? Staring at pomegranate seeds for an hour brings lust to the foreground. Staring at you brings love prerequisite sadness. I move my dreadlocks so to see you as if coming from afar. You think of something to say, and I imagine my madness turning into a statue. Drawing on the history of insanity, we part without a kiss. I sip tea and enter the world from a needle's eye. Finishing the tea, I Skype with a faraway copy of myself to talk about you. So my poems are just different short pieces without title. To step into the world of rocks, half bitter and half asleep, breaking from this diet of oxygen and ink, the occasional tendency, please come on. I'll support everyone. To step into the world of rocks, half bitter and half asleep, breaking from this diet of oxygen and ink, the occasional tendency to inhabit spheres. I'm going nowhere near life. Assigned to seat 15A, it's okay to moan before taking off your jacket. Need to create time to stare at things. Love is polluted by the death we impose, as in drone attacks. Day in, day out, I hear the voices of errors. I prepare canned beans for breakfast and wash my clothes. I'm ready for war. In the different bookstore corners, I wasn't really looking for books. I was searching for a gap in the world, mostly caused by humans. There were people with deformed bodies. There were people with deformed bodies from bad medications. I stayed outside in time for the weekly beating. I carry my body over the distance between home and work. I couldn't save the streets for myself. Then I log into some website with images to sexualize. Love is inaccessible here. We have instead a future to build. At least I know now that death will work out. I will be spending a lot of time talking about beauty. Cross-legged like a lost statue, I will go back to my old habits, watching time changes whom we should pick as lovers. Upstairs is where we will apologize to the living for the bad weather. I need an opportunity to dress up and go shoot strangers at the borders. Stapled to all kinds of papers, I lack precision. We tried to engage as machinists in the revolution, but we missed the exact moment of power. I'm talking about the madness of every day, of how we organize ourselves and how we work as if work matters. I'm addressing the madness of buying horses. I have nothing to bring to this exchange. The moment I can breathe longer, I'm out of breath. At an offset from the moon, the body is a product of disasters. I like how you have many copies of yourself. But then, who we are without the curves of our bodies, their vagueness, when together, their indeterminacy, when by themselves. The prayer awaited us. I had a hammer, but I didn't disclose it. We looked after reality. It wasn't supposed to turn into wine. I was satisfied with the street noises. I cataloged them as I navigated the consequences of my body. I will match your hunger, substituting time with a labyrinth. We will come back on the image of good machines. The river doesn't forgive, it dries out. We fall outside the scope of tragedy. We experience thirst. Chivalry is a matter of bleeding. We start to negotiate and I step into your driveway. Sex becomes less coherent, like sleep, adolescence, and hunger. We discuss hunger, but feel like the particular intrusion of loneliness. Every 12 hours, we are shattered and rebuilt on the image of each other. Hey, Brent. I was wondering where you are. Your skin triggers my loneliness. Maybe it's also triggered by childhood awareness of the sexuality of adults. Half lovers have their dance. I'm jealous, so I perfume. The dialogue of our mutual absence travels with me. You navigate your illusion toward your wounds. I navigate my wounds toward you. Together we cross a bridge in our way to the laundromat, our feet dusty with incense. Catching up on handsomeness, O poet, O death. With my back to the wall, I talk to the teller, I need sleep. Out in the streets, they are insulting immigrants who forgot to do U-turns. They're insulting immigrants with bad coughs. They're insulting immigrants who need kisses. They're insulting immigrants. O poet, O death, there is comfort in your desire. Turning oneself into a mast or a coat hanger, the scratches on the skin from touching trees, the mere scratches. I'm in search for a normative body. Life suspended in a big bed and breakfast. I catch the rain of the city to turn it slowly into desert. I woke up and there was no proletariat. Dreams are the terrifying fragments of your absence. Then they baptized me with dirt and I became fit to smell the perfumes of the world. I'm constructing the map of my solitude by tracing my kisses on your thighs. The tree vanished today. They said before that it won't heal you, but if you believe in it, it will protect you. These poems are the hymns I failed to memorize in childhood. The moon, being the ultimate viewer, watches nothing. My wound is the trees. I sit quietly and study Marxism. The architect constructs our shadows. We create a night without aesthetics. The revolution calms down. We learn to be contained by the world. I am finally able to administer your absence. This is for you, for nothing. The erotic is awaiting. It is in the description and in the yard grass. Postmodernism is the trees. we walk into a garage, Jesus multiplies in the corners. The PDF format is romantic. We use it to talk about the revolution and to say that we own our breakfast. We entered several museums in order to weep. Yes, we have been expanding our usage of lingerie. Every silence is different. God offers us his sadness. We redistribute it. This is a translation from an ancient Arab poet, Jamil. Oh, sweet tasting one, don't you know that if I don't kiss you, I stay thirsty? My love dies when I encounter her, and when I depart, it is resurrected. I am obsessed, Buthaina, with mentioning you, like an alcoholic or Bothn is obsessed with booze. If I run into you, I will offer my look to another, so they think that love is wherever I looked. She bequeathed my heart, which was healthy, a big fracture, this Buthaina, when her dress flew. If I don't visit her, longing and love to visit me, and it returns back, this damn fracture, to my heart. From Buthaina, I'm satisfied with what the jealous would have been cool with. I'm satisfied with no, with the I can't, and with the promise prolonged until boredom breaks the promised hope. I'm also satisfied with the hurried look, and with the year passing, we meet neither at its end or its beginning. It's bad form to talk about one's poetics in a reading, but it is really weird to find myself a mixture of Marxism and language poetry and ancient Arab lyricism. So, but that is basically it. I don't know how did this happen. I'm not sure who I will show up as. Me, of course. But what will that look like? How will I love? I think about this. Can I tell you now? I find it difficult to change my skin, to write avoiding irony. Reading Jabez writing about Sarah and Yukil is humbling and almost encouraging, but his love tragedy context is profound. The Holocaust, our lack of love, is also tragic, yet embedded in the everyday trivialization and entitlement. Hard to write about these non-ironically. An empire of fist bumps, of delight, of desolation. My ship destroyed your ship. What burdens do you carry? Life's small scale, the burden of death, the burden of money, the burden of love, the calculus of XOs. She said no possession, there was grass and touching in public, each small breast, bra, etc. While behind another day she came and I pushed her to the wall. With this broken jaw, with the taste of condoms, with books, I do swear, God is born from absence. God is our ground and our supply chain. Back up your car into death. We slip day by day our software commitments. The small madness in everyone. We will make wild gesture together. We will open doors with other keys and bite each other over French press and cognac and die. They will come and we will tip them. With plastic pens, I will write love on a window or on your knees. We were to go to the desert and be pagans, loving each other within the boundary of civilization. repeating the same thirst. This is my broken body, Sarah, from the stains of ink, my empty resurrection. Oh, please. Hey, Steve, how are you doing? Good to see you. Feels like home here. Thank you guys, seriously. So, imagine the exact needs of memory, leaving and getting back, smiling as the cab takes us to the edge of love, or to recover from this love through your skin. You are your edge of madness, going through the needle's eye to the obvious sexual position of the day, where you arch your back and we die connected. We survived many grammar rules, the foundation of bodies one history period after another. Tea flows aggressively. Tonight is to paraphrase the death of the author. Animation heroes will save us. Flying from half-drowned vehicles into love's cliches, waiting for the destruction of everything. And this is another poet from the ancient Arabic lyrical tradition, Majnun Layla. Majnun is the crazy of, the one who's crazy about Layla. I pass the houses, namely Layla's. I kiss this wall and that wall. What devours my heart isn't the house itself, but its inhabitants. I looked as if from behind a dripping glass onto the house and drowned from crying. My eyes are at times blurry and at times the tears recede and they see what is pouring from the eyes are not tears, but the drips of my melting soul. You see, it's really amazingly melodramatic. how you balance that with probably some more language poet poetics, but that was like 10 years of trying to combine both until I decided I gave up on poetics. Seriously, that's true. I was just on not touching anything on this distribution. On us with already enough shirts, some are taking words for optimization, risking them for you, enough of tomorrow, it can be carved from our mornings. This is another poet, Abu Nuwas, who is the antithesis of this, of the poets who are deeply lyrical and more romantic. He was totally made fun of, he was one of the innovative poets in the Abbasi period, where there were many poets at that period in the Abbasi time, which was like where now the Arabs live in civilized, like it's not in the desert anymore, it's cities. But poets were, the tradition was you start your poem by standing by the ruins. But there were no ruins, you're living in a city. But poets still insisted on starting their poems by standing on the ruin. And he would say something like, and he was alcoholic, and he would say like the bastard went to find a ruin, and I went for the pub of the city, something like that. And he says like, tell the one who is standing by a ruin, what's the problem if he just sit down? I'm translating, but he's like, but that was very bitter criticism at that point of time. Anyways, this is a translation of one of his poems. It's delicious. The one burdened by love is tired, longing thins him. If he weeps, it is fair. Being him is no fun. As soon as I bounce from a pain, you are ready with another, laughing nonchalantly, and the lover is wailing. You are surprised of my sickness. My health is a surprise. Our madness is to touch each other. So, 22. Okay. Our madness is to touch each other with hatred. Seattle's heat wave is a good exercise for Cairo. The world is in the book, in your eyes, in the rising death toll. Language separates us as someone offers another something. I offer you words possessed through my hypocritical conscience and Che Guevara pictures on the undetermined wall. You kills death, translated love into desert into you. I'm not longing enough. It's my midlife crisis. It's my own book, my own surrender to different stories, including my movement from ascetic upbringing into limited hedonism. Is that you too, wandering among lovers on their knees, kissing your jeans, your waist, your belt? I am a bad worshipper, this softness, answering to the movements of the clouds, so easy to sit awaiting you, already challenging the angels. One monk leaves God at the edge case of love. The ladder is deemed fragile for kisses. God stopped excavating us. Moments without water. We hide behind each other in the volleyball court. Each landscape has its own rules. This stop sign is our last refuge. The bowl is served with the precision of a flower. We bow to the queen and her dust. Everything is here, the words and the death. Staying within prayer's distance, we forgive each other our bodies. I burn myself with saliva, words from bent bones, our cells, and counting fingers. By heart, by being tired, by the extensions of death, I shiver as in the sirens of an ambulance seeking to evade. I'm going to love you all and ask for your departure. Desire is expensive, but we are stuck here, itching and promenading, itching and evading, itching and driving ourselves instead of the actual travelers. Okay, I'll finish with two more poems. I'm from Seattle, I have to read this one. In absence of death, we do coffee. The ink takes us on elaborate path. We were to find the sources of different stains. You were to have sex only with one person, then reconvene at the town hall to discuss our findings and admit that we used Google for everything and it saved us time. Yet we didn't find the objects scattered around us, or the one that swam in our dreams. Few sessions later, we walked the streets and took pictures of each other kissing strangers. Okay, I lied. Two more poems, one, this one and the other one. I severed few words out of darkness for you. The garage has a room for weeping passengers. Before we jump on the daily call with India, you soon enough will figure out I will fail to imagine God instead of money, inching with these words through whiteness and Netflix nights. We'll finish with this. Thank you, guys. That was... I'm actually really sad that the relay is ending. Seriously, yeah. I'm as sentimental as I sound. Some days I'm grateful for insomnia. like when you sleep on my shoulders, and it softens my politics. There is no need for the imagination. A world is ending slowly. I'm sipping tea instead of coffee, and I'm grateful for the poetics of walking the streets, for the luxury of insomnia, when you sleep on my shoulder, and it softens my politics. Thank you.